Welcome back to the Narrow Pod Between the Narrow Pod Between Pages, the podcast where we talk about the podcast that talks about the narrow road between desires, episode by episode, because they talk about it page by page. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Jordana.
And I'm Nick, and we've got a doozy for you today. This is a spicy, spicy episode. Building on some of the rising drama that we've been seeing in the past few episodes, it really came to a head today where Joy and RJ were sniping at one another, which I think is a clear example of the rising tensions behind on set, backstage.
Yeah, but in the booth, in the studio. Now, my question is, like, so there's two things I want to jump off of right there. For one thing, RJ was not on this episode to defend themselves, but also, like, was this like a, like, there's tension, sure, but I think something that we've been puzzling over as we've been listening to the show is, like, is this tension the, like, rivalry, George versus John and Paul, Keith versus Mick, like, who's in control, who's steering the creative ship of the show, or is this a, like, you know, forbidden behind-the-scenes romance that they can't, you know, we're professionals, we have to record a podcast, we can't let our longing gazes for each other over the microphone and you know, over the sound barrier in the basement of Omathai Manor. We're professionals. We have a job to do.
It could be a fake out.
That's true. That's true. It could be a double bluff. Now, TMZ is reporting that RJ has been spotted late at night with Kristen Stewart. So it's possible that there is some kind of behind the scenes jealousy here.
Yeah, a little birdie told me that RJ was in contention for the part opposite Kristen Stewart in the smash hit lesbian crime drama Love Lies Bleeding. So, you know, maybe there's something there.
I don't know. I think that this drama goes deeper than just Joy and RJ. During Joy's reading of the page, you could very clearly hear one of the other participants, potentially Patrick, not Rothfuss. Honestly, it's very hard to tell who's who, making sound effects. And, you know, maybe they're trying to steal a spotlight.
Jordana, we've danced around talking about this, but I'm going to come out and say it. I think that Patrick Not Rothfuss is a psyop. I do not believe he exists.
He's a plant by the CIA.
It's sort of an Archie's situation, you know, that some of the members of this band never really existed, and it's entirely a marketing gimmick. Mm.
So just one of them has, like, really good voice acting skills?
And yeah, like, well, Vin and Patrick have never been spotted in public.
Have you ever seen them all in the same time?
Yeah, exactly. And with the way deepfakes are going,
Joy and Amnita are both real because we've seen them together in photos, unless they're photoshopped.
That's right. You know, trust but verify.
This could be like a Kate Middleton Photoshop situation. There could be some serious drama.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, there are forces at work. We've seen the documents, folks. You can't trust pictures that you see on the internet anymore, because, you know, they could be a shoop.
It's true. Daw Books is afraid of the truth bombs that we're dropping. It's entirely likely, and we've said this on the pod before, that Narrowpod is a plant by Daw Books to discredit Page of the Wind.
by big fantasy literature.
That's right, by big fantlit.
Not to air our own dirty laundry on our podcast about other people's dirty laundry, but Jordana, I think it's possible that you have, like, voice blindness.
Oh no.
You just, like, can't tell, like, people's voices apart when you hear them on a podcast recording.
Yeah, that's entirely possible, I'm not gonna lie. But you know what? Maybe my voice blindness is just another secret skill that can actually be leveraged for cash? I don't know.
Yeah, I think Jordana's just more perceptive than the rest of us. She can really tell that the tone and cadence is the same, that it's the same source, ultimately, of the voice.
Jordana is actually our, like, deep fake voice detector.
That's right. She peels back the call and reveals the truth. She's like our precog.
Gotcha.
That's okay, right. And that's, of course, why we have to return Jordana to the goo bath.
Yeah, what our listeners don't know is that Jordana, when of the three of us, Jordana is floating in, like, a nutrient goo with a bunch of wires stuck to her head, telepathically, you know, printing out the art for our patrons. And Nick and I are at the big Minority Report computer board swiping things left and right.
So is this, like, a situation? Am I like in the Matrix goo bath? Is that what's happening?
There's a lot of science fiction goo baths you could be in. The ones from the Matrix, the ones from Minority Report, the ones from Battlestar Galactica.
Oh yeah.
And then there's also the goo baths from David Lynch's Dune. Sadly, tragically, not present in Denis Villeneuve's Dune. Before we move on to a new riff, I do want to point out that much like Minority Report, Jordana is the most powerful of the three, and if she is kidnapped by Tom Cruise, the whole system doesn't work.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's why, Jordana, you got to get back in the goo bath.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Not least because we need your precious art to rake in those $10 and above patrons.
Yeah, that precious art that has absolutely definitely been happening for the last year.
That's right. By the way, as you know, it is our season for Drive here at, what's the name of our podcast again, Jeremy?
The Narrow Pod Between the Narrow Pod Between Pages.
The Narrow Pod Between the Narrow Pod Between Pages, Drive. This is the season. So remember, if you're already giving to Page of the Wind, that's great. Continue. But as you know, we have another second secret Patreon for this podcast. So don't forget to donate liberally, freely and often to keep Jordana's bath heated. Because it gets rather cold in the bath. If that's right. We have to shovel the money directly into the furnace underneath the bath.
Now, I do want to take us back on topic here. We've been doing a lot of spoofs and goofs, but Jordana, I'm pretty sure that sound that we heard while Joy was reading the page was snickering at the mention of sucking on a boob.
See, I think it was the sound effect of the sound that babies make when they suck on boobs.
I'm pretty sure that it was the sound of the wiretap.
Right. We've had enough of your conspiratorial nonsense for today, sir. This is a serious podcast where we talk about the sound effects that babies make. Do babies make a sound effect when they're sucking on a boob? I have not been around a lot of breastfeeding babies.
I mean, if they're anything like me, they sound like, oh, yeah.
Well, yeah,
oh.
I do. I'm a baby.
Weird and gross, but okay.
Wow. Kink shaming your co-hosts on the pod?
I'm just saying that if a baby did that, it would be very strange.
You know,
like, if I heard that voice come out of a baby, I'd be like, whoa.
Oh yeah, that's your stuff.
I feel like there would be some kind of sound potentially based on just like the suction.
Yes.
Have not listened closely to babies suckling either, but you know, it's...
Well, that's your homework, Jordana. Before we return you to the goo bath,
baby?
You have to
am I
go
gonna go
and
go
listen
and
to...
Actually, I do know a newborn baby, come to think of it, but that's
there
not
you
the
go.
Point.
There you go. Perfect.
We live like in Mississauga. I don't want to go that far.
Well, Jordana, we all must make sacrifices.
For those who might be interested, in Ontario, the Ontario Human Rights Code states that as a breastfeeding mother, you have the right to breastfeed a child in a public area. No one can prevent you from breastfeeding simply because you're in a public area, and they don't get to ask you to cover up or basically bother you in any way. They just got to leave you alone.
Yeah, I knew that because when I worked at Tim Hortons, there was a lady who used to come to the Tim Hortons and like just because they had a couch. They had a nice couch with like the fireplace.
What kind of Tim Hortons had a couch?
Yeah, there's Tim Hortons with couches. I mean, they're kind of, honestly, I think they're kind of shitty for couches, but they're still couches. And it had, like, just a nice area to sit. And it kind of looked like she was, like, she always had, like, the carriage with stuff. So I assume it was, like, halfway to wherever she was going. And she used to stop in and feed her kid.
And in Ontario, basically, I think we have a similar set of laws to what they have in New York State, which is that there's no bylaw that governs toplessness, but it is legal for women to go topless in Ontario on the same basis that, like, if a man can have his shirt off, then so can a woman.
I feel like you don't see it a lot, though. Because,
no, I think that's because despite the fact that it's legal, we have, like, a sort of typical North American prudishness about the body. And
well, also, though, I mean, having been a woman who can take their shirt off, it's cold, man.
It's true. It is true. Like, that is true. Like, it makes more sense to go topless in, like, the south of France, where it's, like, a balmy 25 degrees most of the time.
Yeah, like, there are, like, a very limited number of days in, like, even just, like, in Toronto, where I'm like, yeah, I'm hot enough for this. And it's like, those are, like, I can't really place those days at ever being in the city. Like, if those days happen, I am in the water. I am at a beach. I am at a cottage. I am going in the water.
This saucy teardown of Narrow Pod sure became sort of weirdly honest and exposed.
Well, look, we like the boob. We want to be free.
And like the baby who sucks on it. Oh, yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow. For another episode of The Narrow Pod. Between
the narrow pod. Between.
Pages.